It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up, from sole proprietorship to partnerships, what's the best business entity for you? We'll have the final installment of contributor Rebecca Harris's series on what you need to know when starting a business. But first...
This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Jane Adair has been responsible for bringing scores of best-selling authors to Pittsburgh through her work with the Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures series. As you can imagine, she keeps to a pretty tight reading schedule.
I am always reading for work because there is a lot of programming to fill, and I find there's just not that much reading time during the day. Like everybody else, I fight for time to be able to sit down with a book. One of the books that I'm reading right now, I haven't finished it yet, is Nathaniel Philbrick's history, Bunker Hill. And what's so interesting to me about Nat's book is that you have this story of an explosion in Boston that terrified people. And 3 weeks ago, we had the story of an explosion in Boston that terrified people. And the towns and the landmarks are all the same, Josh. It hasn't changed. So it's an amazing coincidence of history repeating itself in such a strange way. And Philbrick is not revisionist at all in his approach. I mean, this is the story of the Battle of Bunker Hill. But the stories that he tells within that history, the little details are fantastic. History's always kind of dense and hard to read. But once you get into it, it's a great story.
Well, you kind of anticipated my next question, which is, are you actually able to read all of these books for all of the speakers that you bring in? Or does it flow the other direction? You read books, you discover authors, and you say, I have to bring them to Pittsburgh.
I don't read every book for every speaker, but I try to read at least one book for every speaker. And some of the books I'm reading, let me just use an example from one of our special events. We brought in RZA, who is a hip-hop legend, who had his fame with the Wu-Tang Clan, and that continues into movies and all kinds of merchandising today. So RZA came in 2 weeks ago, and I picked up his book, The Tao of Wu, thinking, I'm going to read this book, but there's probably nothing here for me. And then you find a concept of the ruckus. In the music, it's raising the blankety-blank ruckus, as you probably know if you're a Wu-Tang
I'm hearing it in my head right now.
Clan fan, which is a great track. And then in this book, there's a chapter called Above the Ruckus. And in both instances, RZA's talking about how sometimes you just really do need to raise a ruckus. My mom just broke her hip, and I was down in South Carolina dealing with a rehab center that wasn't listening. And in fact, I thought of RZA because I was raising a ruckus trying to get attention. And then there are those moments that you have to be above the ruckus because there's so much noise in our culture. We have a very noisy cultural environment these days. And to really be able to listen to the silence, to figure out what you think, you do have to get above that chaos. So there you go. There's a concept. And I have thought about RZA so much in the last 2 weeks because of that book. What a surprise. Just one more wonderful book. It's a small book that was recommended to me by a good friend and a board member called Wave by Sonali Dharaniyagala, about the tsunami and about the aftermath of the tsunami. This is a woman, true story, who was vacationing in Sri Lanka when the tsunami hit, lost her husband, her two sons, and her parents within 45 minutes. And you find out about that tragedy in the first 15 minutes of this book. And the rest of the book is the most haunting, powerful book about dealing with grief and acceptance in such a poetic way that you still feel the presence of these beloved people who are part of her family. I just love this book, and now that I've read it, I mean, she's definitely someone that I would be considering for the future if she's actually traveling and able to tell this story, because again, I think we all face loss in our life, not usually as profound as this, but it is amazingly helpful in dealing with that kind of situation.
All right. Well, Jane, thank you so much for your time today.
Josh, thanks. It's been so much fun.
Jane Adair is Executive Director of Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures. More information on the series, including this Thursday's free talk by Bunker Hill author Nathaniel Philbrick, at pittsburghlectures.org. And more Speaking Volumes online at WESA.FM and on Twitter at Booksburg, where we're always looking for your book recommendations. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.